This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. Thursday edition of the program. Congressman Kelly Armstrong will be here next hour to answer any and all questions you have. We're going to ask him about Michael Flynn. Ask him when somebody's going to be handcuffed, led away in a paddy wagon for jail for all these high crimes and misdemeanors that have been committed by opponents of President Trump. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? I get a kick out of the Flynn stuff comes out in the middle of this COVID deal, so, you know, it could be buried in the news cycle. We're not going to forget. We're not playing that game. Nope. Won't happen. Will not happen. We'll talk a little bit about the Phase 4 stimulus package. Obviously, the House is where the tough stuff will be. They'll want all kinds of goodies, just like they've received so far. If you make $60,000 a year or less, you're better off being on unemployment through July. Through July. We talked with Governor Burgum about this yesterday, and the issue that's causing some employers. He has the ability with a 30-day notice. He could tomorrow say, end of May, we're opting out of that, which would mean June and July, there wouldn't be that extra kicker in the unemployment. Think he should do that? Or do you let this one go, not knowing the circumstances of enough folks on whether they're able to return to work or not, what June and July is going to look like from an unemployment standpoint, employment opportunity standpoint? I don't know. I'd love North Dakota to be no. We're not offering incentives not to work here. This is not a North Dakota smart policy. We're not going to do that. Bad idea. When employers are trying to hire people back and they can't because the federal government provided them too much money, something is wrong, folks. Something is wrong. That's not the way back, in my mind. I have another question that's really bugging me, and this might take some landlords and or renters sharing enough information so I can have a light bulb or two go on here. There's a few protests around the country, and I see the usual suspects in North Dakota, the gimme, I can't have enough tax money crowd, North Dakota United and others, that say there should be a moratorium on evictions. That if you own a piece of property and you rent it to somebody and they don't pay rent, that you can't tell them pay rent or else. Now, the idea of somebody losing the place they live, the place they call home, for lack of an ability to pay because they lost their job is heartbreaking. Not something I want to cheerlead for. So let's set them aside for a second, because I believe if you're in that case, you're a tenant, you go to your landlord, you say, here's my situation. You know, you're not out buying brand new cars and whooping it up every night. You are pinching pennies and trying to do everything in your power to stay in that place. Just don't have the dollars. I got to think, and landlords, please back me up on this, you're going to work with those people. You're going to work with those people, right? Now, on the other hand, the idea that a government should get in the middle to say, somebody hasn't paid, tough bounce, you eat it, landlord. What kind of America is that? And I'm having a hard time understanding why somebody wouldn't pay. This is another area that I'd like to know. Because what do we have? We have the direct payments. We have an extra $600 a week on unemployment. We have the Paycheck Protection Act, so many employers can still pay you. So there seems to me we've got plenty of avenues where people can be taken care of. Should also pay their rent. Now, I know some people would say, well, don't pay your rent. What the heck? They don't know you got any money. Don't pay your rent. Really? And then you expect the landlord to be told, sit down and shut up? I don't think so. I just don't understand the mentality. I don't know why somebody, with all of those avenues available to you, not paying their rent. Now, I understand from some unemployment has taken a while. In other words, I apply for it until I actually get it is weeks. I don't know what the deal is there. I would imagine that's them overloaded. And I'll try and find out what the current backlog is for you during the program. But even so, if I have been approved for unemployment with a $600 a week sweetener, but I just haven't received it yet, what do I do? Kevin, Todd, what do I do in that case? I'm getting the money. I just don't have it yet.
Right.
Rent's due tomorrow. What do I do?
Well, you talk to your landlord.
Seriously?
You work with him.
You say, here's my unemployment. I'm going to get this money, and I'll pay it then.
Here's my situation. Can we work together?
Todd, does that sound reasonable to you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Years ago, I was in an apartment building that burned down, and I was the only guy in the building that the landlord made sure I was in another place because I paid my rent on time every time. But I bet if I went to him 1 month during this kind of a thing and said, hey, look, I'm having a problem. I've got a history. He's going to say, yeah, okay, it must be legit because he's never done this. So
I don't, I'm having trouble wrapping my mind around it. So I'm hoping the listeners can help. Landlords, renters, folks waiting for unemployment, whatever it is, let me know. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. Jim in Billings County, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Am I on?
You are, Jim. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Appreciate the problems you're having there, but when the government steps in and starts dictating to people and bailing out people, you're going to have this dissension and trouble. That's what kind of sets it off, like on your renting and landlord. But I want to talk about something a little different out in the western part of the state. There's a lot of campgrounds set up throughout the Badlands for public to use on federal land, and the hunters really like to use them. Well, yesterday I come across two guys in a camper sitting out in the middle of my pasture on the grass where I'm grazing cattle. I stopped to talk to them and ask them what the deal was. And, well, they were turkey hunters from Minot, and they bought license through the Game and Fish. They come out here to camp, and the Forest Service personnel said, you can't go in our campgrounds. They got to be bare. Nobody can be in them. Kicked them out. And they said they told us to go out in somebody's pasture and just pull out there and camp on that. Now, what's your take on that? Is that what's going on there? These are nice campgrounds. They have fire pits. They have individual camp spots where people can be isolated. Some of them even have water wells and have outdoor biffies. But those are locked down where nobody can go out there. Seems to me that's where people should be going out, getting a little fresh air and sunshine, getting away from everybody else.
Seems like a good spot, and I don't know why it would be a problem. So the Forest Service is saying, sorry, those are closed, and why don't you just go on somebody's land?
Yeah, after I told him, didn't tell him, sorry, I said, you can't go in there, it's locked up, just go out and somebody pull off the road on somebody's land and camp.
Wow.
That's rich, isn't it? The federal government says, claim some private land there. You'll be good.
You and I are paying for those campgrounds. They take nice care of them. You think, boy, they should be using them. Hunters like them. They use them, use them a lot, but now I guess they're not supposed to go to them now.
Well, we'll ask the Forest Service what's going on there.
Yeah.
Trying to find out. I know that the National Park Service closed Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and that is, what, are we in week two of that now?
I think we're
near the end of week two. That's a three-week deal. They did that as a way to get prepared and get more staff in place and be able to handle more of the traffic that was coming through there. I honestly think a lot of that traffic was people that had jobs and then didn't have jobs and went to see these things. And so they just didn't have the facilities for it, unfortunately. But they're working on getting that all straight. Maybe it's the same thing with the Forest Service. I don't know. But it doesn't sound like there's much to maintain there, is there?
Isn't that where people should be going now instead of being locked up in some apartment or some house? Should get out and get a little fresh air and exercise. That would be a good thing for them to use the parks right now.
Yeah.
That's my take on it anyway.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much, Jim.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's a problem from a listener by text. Todd, Scott, and you sound like you are in a box.
We're working on it.
I'm not in a box.
We're working on it. We're having a modulation issue.
I'm in a box, but it's a really big box.
Yesterday was bad, but today is worse.
You're not in a box?
I'm not in a box. That's why I'm wondering what the deal is.
It's a very big box, but it's a box.
Well, this is a room, and I mean, I didn't think you'd call it a box.
That's a box of sorts, technically.
Yeah. All right, so...
we're working on it, though. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Happening.
We're working on it.
We fed the gerbil too much.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Running off all that... yeah. Got it. All right. 701-367-2054. Shoot me a text. Let's have some answers today, folks. 701-367-2054. Times at 226-8503 or call us 271-1100. What's talking about?
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We know you are having some issues here, so you do sound like you're in a box. I've been adjusting my radio. Don't adjust your radio. It's a long, complicated story, but in our ear, everything sounds fine. But how this gets to a satellite and then gets to the stations, there's an issue there. How they're sending it back out. So they're working on it, and hopefully you can tolerate this in the meantime. Adam says, we're hearing all the back and forth from you guys over the ads. probably added to the fun. Yeah. We were trying to figure it all out during the break.
Yeah.
Texter says, we're currently in this situation with our renter. He's down on his luck, working things out. Thought I needed a new radio, even moved it to a different location. Yeah, it's not your radio. God darn it, anyway.
I do feel bad for people that assume it is their radio, because...
Yeah.
Okay, here's fun radio geek stories. I was years ago on a station that was on AM and FM. As simulcast, same thing on both stations. But I think it was the FM transmitter went. No, the AM transmitter went. And they didn't want to flip over to the FM. They said, no, we're just going to wait. You know, how loyal is that? You're going to leave your radio on dead air and just hope your favorite radio station comes back. That's loyalty right there.
There you go.
Isn't that some
kind of weird, but I'd at least... And then one other guy at the same time, one other guy went to the store and bought a new radio. He just assumed his radio died.
What would cost him money because of this, huh?
Well, he said, well, I guess I needed a radio for a different room in here anyway, but I just assumed it was my radio that failed.
Okay. Right, I'm going through about 100 texts that have come in from the beginning of the program, and 99 of the 100 are...
Yeah, I'm kind of going blind on them, too.
Hey, something's wrong with the signal. We know we're working on it. All right, Texter says, Scott, typically I agree with most of what you say on the radio, but this morning I think you're oversimplifying the issue. Let me give you an example. My son lost his job due to COVID. He worked with an environmental consulting agency. He was netting about $3,300 a month when he lost his job. The unemployment and federal assistance is a great help to him right now. He could work. He was offered a job that pays about $1,200 a month. But as you could see, that isn't going to come near to replacing his income and allowing him to live. The issue isn't an either-or scenario. The assistance needs to continue even when people get work, and then I'll be allowed to run out. I agree that if a person can work, they should, but this is not a typical situation. This is a manufactured situation in which the government took action that shut down the economy in very artificial ways. It's not the worker's fault that this happened. Provide the assistance until it runs out and allow people to go back to work. Dovetail the two approaches, and I think you'll get a much better outcome. Thanks for listening and considering my heart and opinion on this, says Randy. Yeah, so let me think through this. Randy's son, the reason he's saying, and what he's talking about is, I'm questioning whether or not the extra $600 that puts anybody in a position that makes at their job $60,000 a year or less in a position to be making more money than they would if they were working by staying on unemployment. That's that extra kicker. They put that extra $600 a week in there. It's a Democratic proposal. Republicans went along with it to move all the rest of it. We're hearing from employers who are attempting to hire people back who will not come back to work because they are making more money on unemployment. So that would be a disincentive to work. Now, this was raised when this issue was brought up at first. And again, everybody sort of knew this could possibly happen. Now, this individual, this man's son, was at $3,300 a month. Can't get work. So he's making more, I'm guessing, than he would have been making at his job. And the only available employment now is much less, one third of what he was making.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, hey, leave that alone. Leave that $600 a month alone.
Someone called, a friend of ours called and said he was on a seasonal employee, unemployment quite a bit. He said, the minute your employer says your job is here, you're good to go, they're notified and that unemployment check doesn't come anymore. If your boss says you got your job here, you're good to come back, which I do believe is true.
Well, my understanding is that you have to refuse work.
Right.
you have to say, I'm not going to do it, then it'd be. But if you don't answer the phone, you haven't refused work.
Right. If you don't respond to the phone or email, you haven't refused. You're right. You're right.
You know, it's like you're on a...
Interesting loophole, though.
Tropical island somewhere, see?
Right.
But I think, to your point, Kevin, if there's any modification, because, again, states can opt out of this, and that was my question, should the governor opt out of it? Should he say, nope, we're not doing this? He could, with a 30-day notice to the feds, opt out of it. At a bare minimum, I would think, if you are offered work, if you are the employer of record, Kevin was laid off, Kevin's on unemployment, I want Kevin to come back, I should be able to notify the unemployment insurance office to say, I want him back and I can't find him.
Yep.
Because I bet you'll call
You're kidding. And they will.
When your check goes away.
Because employers pay that. They pay that unemployment insurance.
Yeah. So, but I do understand your situation, why you would be concerned about your son, and in that case, want to say, I do have empathy there. Appreciate the comment, Randy, very much. 271-1100. 258-0550. Working on these audio issues for you today. Somebody said there's been issues all week.
Yeah, it was a little. It was bad earlier.
Oh wow,
it was there earlier, but it's really bad today.
Is this COVID?
Satellites or internet or something? I don't know. Yeah, right.
This is why when you let us, it's COVID. Yeah, it's got COVID. The box has got COVID.
Virus in the lines.
The Russians.
When you see something, say something. When you hear something, say something. Let us know, folks. Let us know. All right, let's see here. Scott, am I crazy for worrying about the debt we are tacking onto our country? The short-term money falling from the sky feels good for the recipients, but what are we going to do to our nation with this crippling debt? No, you're not crazy for worrying about it at all. Not at all. The only thing we have a shot at to reduce our debt is to get our economy booming. And I think to not have done what they did would have risked, you know, a Great Depression. I'd like to see us go after China. I think China should pay every penny of the impact of this on us. That's what I think. That's my take. They ought to pony up the bucks, folks. Brought to you by MyPillow today on What's on Your Mind. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code SCOTT, you'll get all the buy one, get one deals. There's a lot of them. MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci says a trial with an experimental drug suggests that remdesivir could shorten the recovery time for a coronavirus patient.
What it is proven is that a drug can block this virus.
President Trump says task force guidelines to stop the spread of the virus will fade out because governors are now taking the lead in reopening their own economies.
I think there's a tremendous pent-up demand. I've been at the White House now for many months, And I'd like to get out as much as I love this. This is the most beautiful house in the world, in my opinion. But I think there's just a great demand to get out.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says it may take a year or more for the economy to rebound, so the Fed is leaving a benchmark interest rate near zero. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm trying to whisper. It'd be easy on the ears for folks as we work through this technical issue. And you gave me an okay. What does that mean, Kevin?
That actually sounds a little better.
It does. When I whisper,
we talk softly, yes.
Okay, I'll talk a little softly. And we are working on the audio issues. Just to give
use
you
your golf bowling announcer voice.
Quick little tutorial on how this all works. Just for the heck of it. And for the listener who thinks we're a bunch of hayseeds. Texter says, don't you hayseeds know how to operate complicated equipment? Did you and your co-thinkers just hitchhike there from the Tennessee Hills? So I'm in Fargo. Todd's in Bismarck.
I hitchhiked from the Minnesota Hills. How about that?
You lost the memo about being quiet. So you just
sorry,
yeah, and we have affiliates in beautiful Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston. We have Dickinson, and so the signal comes from us right here along I-29 in Fargo, goes on a beautiful pipe to the Twin Cities. Twin Cities, and sends it to Westwood One, which is a big network syndicator. And they have big satellite dishes on the east and west coast. And they send it back down to satellite receivers that are at all the stations.
We don't have that problem on Premier.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's a Westwood One issue, I guess. Somewhere in their chain, there's a hitch in their getup. So, they're working on it. But nothing here we can do or push or do anything else. So just know we're working on it, okay? We're also happy to tell you about our friends at DAC Diesel, because they know diesel engines better than anybody. They're maintaining diesel engines for a lot of folks, tractors, pickups, semis. And in addition to obviously the engine working right, they're going to make sure other parts of your vehicle continue to operate at top efficiency. They're great about explaining their work to keep you informed. You can trust them. Thorough, reliable maintenance services. They're really good at preventing major problems and the big bucks problems in that diesel vehicle down the road, too. They're in Bismarck, but servicing vehicles everywhere. DAC Diesel. Call them today, 701-258-5011. All right. A lot of texts here that I'm going to get to. One bit of news I haven't shared yet. Todd has a press release from the Bismarck Diocese of the Catholic Church. Bishop Kagan has announced today that masses will resume, public masses that you and I can attend, will resume in the Catholic parishes of the Diocese of Bismarck on Wednesday next week. Weekend masses will begin according to a schedule determined by each parish pastor as of 4 p.m. on Saturday, May 9th. How about that? So weekday masses, Wednesday, May 6th, and then new schedules likely as of 4 p.m. on Saturday the 9th. Thank you, Bishop Kagan. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's fabulous. And I know that they've been working in concert with the Fargo Diocese, so we'll see if there's a decision there. We talked to Bishop Fulton not long ago on this. Okay, question of the day has to do with unemployment compensation. Currently $600 richer per week because of the COVID situation, but the average North Dakotan on unemployment is making around $4,100, I think is the number. It's over $4,000. I think it's $4,100. With that extra kicker of $600 per week. So if you make $60,000 or more at, or less at your job, you are making more on unemployment. The state of North Dakota can opt out on that at any time with 30 days notice. So they could opt out and say, we're not going to do it. We're hearing from employers, people are hard to get back on the job. We've also heard from some stories today from people that the only jobs they're being offered are considerably less than they were making. So not a good situation. So we're asking that question. What should happen there? Secondly, landlords, renters, love to hear your stories there on situations you're having. Some individuals are advocating for a moratorium on evictions. Governor Burgum has said, why don't we let landlords and tenants work that out? That seems to be the better way than the people who love to have government come in and say, I don't care if you own an apartment building. So what if you owe your bank? Who cares if you get any rent money? People are not going to pay you. What in the world? So the idea to me seems better to have it work out. But I'm curious, landlords, what you're hearing from tenants. Because if we have Paycheck Protection Act, number of employers able to keep their employees because of that. We have unemployment insurance that is an average of $4,100 a month in North Dakota. And we have the direct payments. It would seem to me, at least to this point, the dollars would be there for rent from the tenant. And there wouldn't be a need for not paying rent and or the consideration of an eviction. You tell me. Texter says, Scott, I have a question about the $1,200 stimulus package. I received mine, but my son moved in with me and started working last year in October, didn't quite make enough to file for taxes. So being she was living with me, I put them on mine as a dependent, but I don't think I got anything for it. I went head of household, and they said you would get an extra $500 per child. I was hoping to give that to him, get into an apartment. Anyways, can you send me the direct direction to where I can either let him file on his own or try to help them get the stimulus? Any info would be helpful. I believe once you claim them on your taxes, they won't get a separate check. They're only going to get a separate check if they are not claimed on your taxes. That's what I believe. I'm not a tax professional, however. Todd is. Kevin is, so we'll let them answer. They are the tax preparers here. No? Okay. Talk to your tax man.
I just put it into some software, and it kicks it out. And
you call it good, and you buy something from Best Buy when it comes back in, right?
Not the last part, but...
No? Okay.
No. I do stimulate the economy with the refund, but not there.
Listener, this is by text as well, says, can you get the guy on from Fort Pierce Sale Barn to talk about what's going on in the cattle markets? Somebody suggested him previously. We had him on, and it was a very interesting conversation. So that's a good suggestion. We'll do that. We're going to have a COVID-free hour tomorrow, COVID-free Friday hour. Nothing related to COVID. Can you even wait, Todd? Just to, you know.
I don't even remember what that sounds like. That's going to be an adjustment.
Exactly right. Daniel, can you let me know who's waiting to yak here? Because I'm going to lose some. Okay. They're working on the audio issues right now. So if you're calling, just be patient. They're going to get to you. I got a bunch of lines ringing, but I don't have any names. Texter says, I have a friend that was working 28 hours a week as a bartender. They were laid off, like many were. This person is now making over $3,700 a month on unemployment. That's just wrong. So there you go. What's the incentive for that person to chase down a bartender job when things reopen on Friday? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Anybody want to answer?
I got nothing. There's no incentive.
Cut the cord already and let's get, you know.
That is just wrong. And that's where I say something needs to be done different on that 600. Honestly, I would love the governor to say that's not the North Dakota way. People do not make more on unemployment than they do working. That's just wrong. Could not agree anymore. Appreciate the call.
We're sounding better.
All right. Sounds like they fixed whatever the problem was there.
We got it fixed, yep.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, yeah. A lot better.
Very nice. Texter says, Sanford has been shaming their employees for using unemployment if they're not working, saying they will cross-train them, but they still get no work. Sanford has been shaming their employees for using unemployment if they're not working, saying they'll cross-train them, but they still get no work.
How hard is it to just put a cap on this or a limit on this or, you know, to a point where you get so much or you're here or whatever, a date,
Amen.
6 months? I mean, why is it so hard?
Tom and Mandan, really? Let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call. That's the unemployment that my brother is in the same situation that you said that texter, about $3,700 a month. My brother is on that. He feels guilty about it, and he said he's making more money now in 1 week being unemployed than he's ever made in 2 weeks of working.
Wow.
Boggles my mind.
At least he feels guilty about it, Tom. I give him credit for that.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, he feels very guilty. But so anyway, the people that are texting and that, it is true. They're getting that kind of money.
Do you think the governor Do you think the governor should opt out of it?
Oh yes, I do. Because from what I understand, North Dakota, the state, has control of the unemployment. I don't know if I worded that correctly, but
this was passed in a bill, and it was for 12 weeks, so it ends the end of July. But the states can opt out with a 30-day notice. So the states can say, nope. And again, I'm hearing more from people who say, hey, people won't come back to work because they're making more on unemployment than I'm hearing from people, hey, I need that, and I don't have the opportunity. We did hear from one person that said, you know, a tough situation because the job that's being offered doesn't pay as much as the old job did, and so he'd be in a tough spot. But that's the only one I've heard from. That's why I'm asking today. I just want to know. Appreciate the call, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you. I feel bad for your brother, too, because he feels bad. Appreciate that. Texter says, it's a matter of what the original bill read. The bill promised the person up to 12 weeks of the extra $600 without having to be searching for a job. So to promise that, then to change the deal a few weeks in is an issue I would argue with. It's about principle.
Why would you promise that?
Well, and it's not really promised if a governor can withdraw it for 30 days' notice.
True.
It's promised as long as the governor thinks this is necessary. And if you ask me, the governor being able to withdraw is a good thing because it says we don't need it anymore. People are not having to go look for a job anymore. The jobs are there. So, all right. You're back. Thank you for that. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions featuring John Deere and Case Combine, Freightliner International and Peterbilt semis, lots of grain trailers, John Deere 1770 corn planters, Patriot sprayers, and an excellent selection of construction equipment and more. These April auctions are all timed online-only auctions from Sharon, Bowman, Jamestown, and Steele, North Dakota. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area, and we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Go on, take the money and run.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with...
Check came in the mail. What am I supposed to do?
Take the money and run.
I didn't realize this song took place in North Dakota. I did not know that.
Yeah, exactly right.
Here's what happened with me.
Right, beautiful. Hey, North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials in supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, the roads, emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Whew. Challenging ag economy, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? That's what you do together, building a better tomorrow. Good job, stronger communities, keep the electricity rates among the lowest in the country. North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions bringing you that message today on the program. We are, we got here, Robin Bismarck's next. I'm going to talk to Jim, the flagpole guy, coming up. Rob, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to, just got a couple things here. I did the math, and if I were to go on unemployment, I would probably make $3 to $3.50 an hour more than I'm currently paid in my job. I mean, I don't, I, I agree it was probably needed, but I don't think since we're opening up, I don't think it's needed anymore. We could take that $600 boost off. And the other thing is, back when I was seasonal and I did draw unemployment, they did have a question on there when you filled out your weekly report about were you available for work? And if you're not answering your phone calls, you're not really making yourself available to go to work. So your employer can pull your unemployment then too. So
yeah, that'd be another way to, you know, solve this is just to get a little more teeth into the, what does it mean to be available? And as you say, either answer honestly or answer your phone or, you know, whatever. But, yeah, another mark in the column to say that's not the North Dakota way. Not making more unemployment than you would at work. Sorry, we're opting out. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call very much. Jim, the flagpole guy is here, by the way. Mr. Patriotism, the man that helps us be a little more patriotic, fly those colors. Beautiful spring cranking up here. We have the first turn of the page to normal post-COVID coming on Friday. How you feeling there, Jim?
I'm feeling great, Scott. And with that, you know, release, we all get to go out and be part of the community again. And I'm going to be down in your area next week. We're going to come see you. We're going to see about putting in some flagpoles at Flag. Put the capstone on your new office.
We don't want it to be a secret where we're located along I-29. We want it to be loud and proud with those flags, right?
Well, when you put that symbol of freedom up there, it just shines individual liberty, 1776. And, you know, we just need to teach our children more of that, right? All these kids today need to be taught how to filter current events with our founding. And what were our founders thinking, you know, when they were, like, rebelling against the authorities across the pond? Why did they want to establish a constitution and a bill of rights? What did that mean? Why is all that important? And I think with all of the hubbub that's going on, and well, we all know it's political season, so everybody's trying to create a viewpoint, but we just need to filter all that with our Bill of Rights and individual liberty for all, pursuit of happiness. Pursuit of happiness is in our Constitution. That means we're all given the God-given right to pursue our own happiness. And how all that fits together, we have to look at that individually for ourselves. And the tyranny of Assault 1 and tyranny of Assault 2 is about ready for to go on the road. We're going to be in multiple cities next week. We're going to be calling all of our current clients that we've already signed flagpoles. I think we're kind of over 40 flagpoles, Scott. So
unbelievable. That's a great start to the year for sure. You'll know the tyranny assault vehicle if you see something that looks like, well, it causes you to ask the question, is Evel Knievel in town? And I hadn't heard about it. I always think Evel Knievel because it looks like the red, white, and blue rocket and that's the flag. That's where the flagpoles are stored, right there. So you won't miss it.
We're not assaulting anybody. We're establishing the symbol of freedom, and that naturally assaults tyranny. It's just a natural progression. It's kind of like waking up in the morning and washing your face. You're now clean, right? You're America. That's what we stand for.
America. Give Jim a call, 701-571-FLAG, ndflagpoleguy.com, if you want him to make a stop on his Tour de Freedom. 701-571-FLAG, ndflagpoleguy.com. God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless you, Scott. God bless America.
Bob up in Northwest North Dakota wants to talk about the PPP program. I got a couple of seconds here for you. Go, Bob.
Yeah. Well, we found my son's business. It's in a major city with a college, mostly college students. And he's paid them through this period. And now he's trying to get them to come back to work. And some of them aren't coming back to work. They've said they've left town or whatever. But he still has to pay them according to the plan. But yet when it comes down to it, the
the money that was left only paid for 1 month of rent, and the business isn't going to come back like it was. So he still might not be in business, but then these people are still getting their paychecks and not coming back to work.
Yeah, that's not a good situation at all. We got to watch that close. Thanks, Bob. More coming up.
This is Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Everyday Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.